A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 13th of December, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Patchen, born Niles, Ohio, 1911, author of more than 40 books of poetry like Before the Brave and Hurrah for Anything, and novels including The Journal of Albion Moonlight. Kenneth Patchen, who said, "Think enough and you won't know anything." It's the birthday of the poet James Wright, Martins Ferry, Ohio, 1927. Went to Kenyon College on the GI Bill after World War II, studied writing formally. First book of poems, The Green Wall, in 1956, and then St. Judas 3 years later. Wright thought that he was finished, that he'd said everything he had to say, and then he met the poet Robert Bly and Bly's wife Carol, and they befriended him and took him with them on their Minnesota farm. James Wright said, "They loved me and they saved my life." And it's the birthday of Mary Todd, born Lexington, Kentucky, 1818, to a well-off family. She was petite, had sparkling blue eyes, reddish-brown hair, highly educated, interested in politics, moved to Springfield, Illinois to live with her sister, and it was there that she met Abraham Lincoln. They were opposites in many ways, and she was also being courted by Lincoln's political rival, Stephen Douglas, who Mary Todd turned down. She and Lincoln had a stormy on-again, off-again courtship. They broke up and they got back together. In 1842, they married, moved into a boarding house where their first child was born. She suffered from depression, anxiety, paranoia, and migraines. Her time in the White House was not happy. After their son Willie died of typhoid fever, Mary Lincoln was crippled by grief. After her husband's assassination, her health declined. She was nearly destitute for a time, committed to an insane asylum, attempted suicide, and spent her last years at her sister Elizabeth's home in Springfield, rarely coming out of her room. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Bishop entitled Manners for a Child of 1918. My grandfather said to me as we sat on the wagon seat, "Be sure to remember to always speak to everyone you meet." We met a stranger on foot. My grandfather's whip tapped his hat. "Good day, sir. Good day, a fine day." And I said it and bowed where I sat. Then we overtook a boy we knew with his big pet crow on his shoulder. "Always offer everyone a ride. Don't forget that when you get older," my grandfather said. So Willie climbed up with us, but the crow gave a caw and flew off. I was worried. How would he know where to go? But he flew a little way at a time, from fence post to fence post ahead, and when Willie whistled, he answered. "A fine bird," my grandfather said. "And he's well brought up. See, he answers nicely when he's spoken to. Man or beast, that's good manners. Be sure that you both always do." When automobiles went by, the dust hid the people's faces, but we shouted, good day, fine day, at the top of our voices. When we came to Hustler Hill, he said that the mayor was tired, so we all got down and walked, as our good manners required. A poem by Elizabeth Bishop, Manners, from The Complete Poems, 1927 to 1979, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.